This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you read the Constitution, it says the Trump administration won't start until noon on January 20th. The markets, however, say we are already on its third day. Trump plus three, T plus three in the vernacular. Stocks we've talked about already a little bit. How about commodities, though? Copper and iron ore are both up by a lot, in large part because of the president-elect's promises to spend a boatload of money on infrastructure. $1 trillion, as I mentioned earlier, on bridges and roads and airports. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the story.
President-elect Trump's plan calls for tax relief for private businesses to invest in projects. And in doing so, the plan says it wouldn't increase national debt. Heidi Kribo-Redeker is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. She says private investment can be good, but this plan is all private investment.
If you look at this as a taxpayer, do you pay your taxes to fund infrastructure investment that can then rely on cheap government borrowing to invest in those projects?
Or do you rely on private investors who will borrow more expensive money and then charge you a toll to use the bridges and roads that they built? Lindsay Piegza is chief economist at Stifel Fixed Income. She says a lot of analysts and investors have been begging for this kind of investment and relaxed regulation for years.
And so there is this euphoric optimism that's being priced in. But does it reflect the reality? Does it reflect an undermining change in the fundamentals of the economy? Not yet.
But the commodities markets aren't listening. Copper hit a 17-month high. That's one reason Phil Flynn, senior market analyst at Price Futures Group, is optimistic.
You know, they used to call copper Dr. Copper. If Dr. Copper's doing well, it's a good sign for the economy and everybody else is going to catch up. Well, Dr. Copper has had its best run in 30 years, so I hope that bodes well for our economic future.
Though, until the details of the Trump infrastructure investment plan get fleshed out, we're likely to see commodities prices come back to earth. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.